Hey, this is Britt down in Hodges, and we just want to let you know that we are your Pink Out headquarters right here in Marion. We've got pink socks, mouth guards, under eye stickers, you name it, and we are ready. And don't forget, you can show your rocket pride in a new spirit jersey with either black or white with a great big blue rocket on the back. Archery season is in full swing, and we've got everything you need to bag the big buck.
Well, it's Caldwell County week. Coach Starnes, this is a team that's our nemesis, has been for many years. Excuse me, we had a few years, we had a pretty good run on them, won four straight, I think, and then now I think we've lost 9 out of the last 10, so they've had our number. And Caldwell County will come into this game ranked as one of the consensus top 5 team in the state, or top 10 anyway. They're 7, I think, in the AP poll. 5 in Bluegrass Preps and 3 in Cantrell, so they're a good 3A football team.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people thought, Chris, that they lost some kids last year and that they would be down this year, and I don't see that. I think they're an excellent football team. I think that Shane Burns coming in and playing quarterback has really helped them out, because he's a very capable quarterback, and then he's surrounded by D. Kane and Elijah Anderson. But I'm going to tell you, I think that they have one kid that's not getting any recognition that I think deserves a lot of it, and he makes a lot of things happen, and that's the Josh Young kid. That he's an excellent receiver that catches the ball and has great speed, and they just have athletes all over the place. And this year you got Javonte Riley, who's a very good running back and runs hard, and so there's no missing a beat from last year to this year in their running back, and the Burns kid throws a great football. So it's hard to say that they're down when they're not, and the teams that they played and the record that they have, they're just a solid football team, and they get after you defensively, and they just play hard, and it's going to be a very, very, very stiff challenge for us this week.
You would think a team that sent 4 guys to college football a year ago would maybe be on a down cycle a little bit, but they're not. Elijah Sindelar, of course, their quarterback last year, is a freshman at Purdue. Drake Van Hoosier is at Murray State playing defensive end. Chaz Scott's a freshman playing at Murray. And Jalen Boyd is a running back at Lindsey Wilson. So there's 4 guys that are playing in college football this year.
Yeah, it says a lot for them. I mean, they're good athletes. They're very well coached. They have a knowledge and a nose for the game, and it shows. So they really, and we were at camp with them this summer. We knew what they had, and that they had a good club. So it is a rival game for us, and we just have to understand that it is a fine tuner for us to be able to get better and improve, because we have a goal in mind, and we want to be clicking on all cylinders when we reach Russellville.
Talking a little bit more about Shane Burns, he's thrown for 589 yards so far this season, which is about what Nick Costiller's thrown, somewhere comparable to Nick. And we've been really praising Nick and how he's started for the Rockets this year. And here comes Shane Burns in the shadow of Elijah Sindelar, and is picking right back up, like you said. And these guys, just all the way down their roster, they've got 7 guys they've thrown to this year. The top guy's got 190, Josh Young, 191 yards receiving, and Elijah Anderson, 170. But then you drop on down to some of the Riley boys, well over 100, and Jameer Riley and Trell Riley are just freshmen. Those are guys we're going to hear about a great deal over the next few years, and good defenders too. And this is going to be got our work cut out for us this week. It's been a pretty good run now, 3-0, and this is, we're going to hit a wall
and
here.
And that's okay, and we understand that. We're going to face a very difficult opponent, and they're very talented, very well coached. They run basically the same thing that we run. They've been running it longer. You can tell when they're out there that they're just poised, because they're just confident and comfortable with what they're doing. They've been doing it a while. And so, you know, that's what we hope to accomplish and get to. But, you know, we have a chance to improve this week, and that's what we want to do. We've got a plan. We've got our goals, and, you know, we simply want to improve and reach our goals and see if we can do that. So, you know, it's going to be very difficult. But, you know, it's going to be rewarding in the fact that this is a night that is deemed as the Rocket Salute and the Tiger Salute. And we really want to honor our military that have fought for our freedoms, and then the first responders who are always there to help us in emergency type situations. So that's what we're focusing on as coaches right now, and not that we're not trying to improve and get the kids better and stuff like that, but you know, we also feel like it's our job to make sure that the kids understand that this is a game. And there's more out there than in life, as they're going to see, than just playing a game. Not to say that we don't want to win, and we don't want to win every game we play, because we prepare that way, and we just deal whatever happens, and then we just have to see from that point. But we just want to make sure that we graduate and teach kids how to be civil people.
And I think that's been something of the Rocket way. I don't think that's without a doubt happens here. It's going to be a great opportunity. So we've been a lot of talk about around the community about the Rocket Salute, and I know people that traditionally don't come up and ask me what time a football game starts are asking me, because they want to be there and be part of that, and I think that's going to be a great start to what may be a tradition that we can do. Of course, you've had this Warrior Bowl for several years now. In fact, I've got my shirt on today. This says 2009. Do you remember when the Warrior Bowl began? Was it 2009?
I think that's the first year.
And you gave me a shirt. I don't think I've gotten one since then. But
because we don't have any anymore.
But the National Guard had been a part of that, and we don't have that anymore. But now I know you're going to unveil something special this week that the National Guard has provided for the team. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, National Guard is providing us a set of camouflage jerseys where we can wear. To honor our military, and it'll be you know, that'll be honor for our kids, and I think that it will motivate them, and it will help them to understand that there is a cause, and you know, just like we wear our pink jerseys and pink out and stuff, that our kids are so good. I mean, we have such good kids that they understand things like that, and they want to embrace it. And they want to accept that role and that responsibility of doing what we can to honor and recognize individuals that have given their life and given their limbs and loved ones and things like that, just so we can have the things that we have.
Kind of getting back to focus on some of the kids on the football team, as we're talking about. It's a statistic that our statistician, Mr. Andy Hunt, our numbers guru, who digs all this interesting stuff up. Freshman Gavin Dickerson, who's coming on and playing pretty well. One of several freshmen that you've got that's seen a lot of playing time. He had 13 tackles last week, total tackles, and that gives him 22 for the season. And Andy says he only needs 49 to set the record, or at least tie the record, which is held by current Rocket Adam Beavers and Gage Courtney, who's a favorite, who played at Kentucky State and is now coaching over Webster County.
Yeah, and you know, Gavin, he's doing a good job. I mean, he's proven to us that he wants to get in there and play. He plays hard, and he's got the ability to do so, and it's good for us that he can do that, because as we've said before, the more people that play, the better off we are. And you know, I know that there are times where some of them don't get a play like they think they should, or something like that. But you know, it is a major focus of ours for every week for us to play as many kids as we can play, and if they're capable of playing, we're going to put them in there and play.
I know Nesbitt, I think, got a start last week. Did he not start at safety?
No, he didn't start at safety. Started a week before that.
Okay. But he's been in quite a bit, and then you've got Dossett, Ethan Dossett, who's played a good bit. Who?
Brandon Lamy comes in and plays quite a bit, and we have Jacob Russellberg, who's the sophomore that comes in and plays.
Had a great game. Starts.
Yeah, had a great game. You know, so we have them. We have
a lot of young, good players who are really impact type players this year, and that's great for the future of the program. Also, you've got this core group of seniors, and you know, when I think about this group, of course, Nick Castiller comes to mind, and then Dylan Hollis, but then Travis McKinney's right there too. And Travis, you know, the guys that play up on the front lines, and you know this from your playing days, you don't always get all the glory, but those guys up front are really playing very well. And Travis McKinney, I think, is probably the leader. He and Travis Fitzgerald up front, and he became the 31st Rocket last week to have at least 150 tackles in his career. So that's a nice little feather in his cap, and among pretty good company when you figure this football team's been around since the late 1950s.
Yeah, and they are playing well, and we want to continue that. We want to see them. I mean, you got Austin McKinney also playing well in there, and you know, you have Gary McConnell that as we said before, has committed himself, and you know, this last week, because Shelby Robinson got hurt, and which I hated for him, because you know, he's missed this 2 years now of his 3 years that he's missed so far, and Dakota Kerner is the one that stepped in there and played center at that point. Which allowed us, because of that, we had some movement around, trying to move some people around in order to get some people in their play right position. So DK coming in there allowed us not to move players around and try to just move on as we did. So, and he's worked hard this week to improve, and he's going to have to continue, because it looks like it's going to be his role for the rest of the year. And that's what we say. You know, you got to be ready, because you never know when your opportunity is going to come, and it has. So, and then we have to say Devin Hopper has improved as well at the defensive lineman, and continues to get better, and he wants it. You can see it in him. His desire is to get better and improve, and he wants to. But, you know, we have to all the way around get better. We have to work harder in practice, and I want to see us to get better each week in practice, each day in practice, to improve, because there's a purpose for us to practice, and we've got to act like that. We don't want to get complacent in the fact that we're 3-0 and we're where we need to be, because we're not, and we have where we want to go, and we have to improve on that in order to get to where we want to go.
One thing we do want to talk a little bit about, and I have a podcast interview with Nick Castiller that was posted yesterday, and I was remiss in not talking to him while I had him and Coach Thompson there together, and not talking about this little feud they've kind of got going between one another. Nick keeps rubbing on his offensive coordinator about how he's going to break all of his records. And, you know, lo and behold, Nick Castiller is now tied for 6 in career completions, and he's tied with current offensive coordinator Sean Thompson. So that's one that Andy's dug up also in our notes for this week. It's really a fun thing to watch them.
It is fun, because they have a special bond with one another, and that's what it takes. And we knew that with Sean coming in here, because of the relationship that he has built with the quarterbacks over there at Union County, and he's continued that here, and they have fun with it. And you know, Sean talks about him calling the plays, and then not going to call the plays for him to allow that, and then he's got the head coach saying call the plays for make sure that he does do that. So. It's a fun thing, and it's a challenge for them, and they do that. And then we have one of the prolific passers out there on the field all the time, and Austin Berry,
yeah,
who holds a lot of the records, and he's helping us out and trying to make it improve, just showing that it's not about the records, it's about trying to improve this program and have the kids have success and the love for it, and that's what happens, and that's what we want. And so, you know, that's what it's all about for us, and to go out there and enjoy it, because it is a game. We don't want it to be like work. It is hard work. We understand that. But we want to make sure that we have fun out there, and they do. They have a good time, and it is truly rewarding for me to sit back and able to watch those kids and the coaches in the way that they they work with one another and the respect that they have for each other, and it's rewarding.
You know, you mentioned Austin. He's the guy in the sky during ball games. He's one up top watching from high above and talking to you guys on the headset on the sideline. A lot of people don't see him. You know, he goes up before the game, comes down at halftime, goes back up for the second half. Nobody sees him on the sideline unless it's very lopsided, and sometimes they'll come down and be on the sideline for the second half. But he's just another guy that I had a story in the newspaper a few weeks ago about Jeremy Wheeler and Sean and
Brian
J-Rod and Brian Qualls and
Aaron Berry.
All these guys that played here, and there's just another one. And then now Jason
Brown
is on the sideline on Friday nights, and he helps in the middle school team too. So just every one of those guys, like you say, have they bleed true blue, and it's just awesome to see that all these guys are back here. I've been around here for 30 years, and I've never seen a staff that was homegrown like this. The entire staff is homegrown guys.
Yeah, and that's rewarding for me, Chris, as a head coach, because they're former players. And
you've been around here quite a while, too, to be able to bring this brood on, you know.
Yeah. And what it does is, you know, you don't have to teach philosophy to somebody when they come in that's new, because they understand it. They know what you're about. They know what you're trying to accomplish. They know the philosophy that we have. That's not to say that we don't we don't need to work on our scheme and our planning and knowledge to get better, because we do that, and I do that every day. I improve. I look to improve, and I want to study the game to improve, to get better, and what I can do so our kids can have success, and that's what they do as well. But it's just rewarding for me to just step on the field and see all the kids. You know, we have middle school that's down there practicing when we're out there, and I'm seeing Jared Brown, who's now the head middle school coach who played here, and Jason Brown, his brother, and Brian Qualls. They're down there working with the middle school, and then you got the coaches up here at the high school that all played here and want to see us have success.
And you go on down to the junior pro level. Donnie Beverly's a head coach for fifth and sixth grade team, and Jacob Courtney's a head coach for third and fourth grade team, and it's just full. Yeah,
and it's former players, and that's what we want, and that they understand what it's about and what we're trying to do. And you know, I guess the bottom line is, when you've been around a place long enough, then everybody's going to be a former player at one point.
Well, it's great to see that, and it'll be great this week to have an opportunity to recognize all those from the community, the first responders, the military personnel, veterans. Just a great opportunity. We've had huge crowds at Caldwell. I don't care how lopsided a game that's anticipated. Not that this one will be. We expect this to be much closer than last year's 63-0 game. But every time we play these guys, I know I hate to bring
you
that
memory. You had to mention that, didn't you?
Every time we play these guys, it doesn't matter. It's the stadium is packed. Everybody wants to come out and see it, and they're going to stick around for this one. And we look forward to the event. Caldwell County, the good thing about it is, you know, they're 3A this year. We're 1A. This is not a district game for us. It's non-district. It's just an opportunity to go play a really good football team and see where we rate. You know, a lot of people keep asking me, how good is this team? You know, is it – well, we're going to get to see this week. We're going to go up against a very, very good football team in Caldwell County, and we'll see how good we are. Hopefully we play with them and just have a chance to win at the end. But Caldwell comes in here at 2-1. We're 3-0.
Yeah, and you know, they played some good football teams. They played Franklin Simpson. And beat Franklin Simpson, the Christian County.
Barely lost, yeah, by two points.
And had a chance to beat them.
A lot of people said they
should have won that game. And then beat 6A North Hardin. Mm-hmm. So they've played some good football teams, and that makes you better. And we just have to understand that and know that we have to be humble. We have to be able to execute, take care of business, and do the little things right.
Well, the Rockets won 4 in this series in a row from 2001 to 2004, and it's been a bit of a dry spell. Caldwell County's beaten us the last 5 seasons, so let's start it back off with a win streak Friday night, Coach.
You know, it'd be nice to do so. I mean, you know, it's It's another game. Yes, it's a rival. We have a lot of respect for that program there, and I have a lot of respect for David Barnes and what he's done at that program and those kids. And, you know, we're just excited to have this come into our place this year and to be able to honor our military people and our first responders. And we ask that you get there. We have a hospitality room set up for you at 5:30. The first responders and military, we have a sign-in tent over there that our Boy Scouts are going to man and take care of, and hospitality room.
Will that be at the main entrance?
It'll be at the main entrance. It'll be over. Actually, the tent's going to be over back where we come up on the field, outside the gate over there.
In the grassy
area. They're gonna sign in, make sure that they have that, so we can announce them at halftime.
Okay. Well, great. All right. Look forward to seeing the Rockets and the Caldwell County Tigers square off Friday night at Rockets Stadium, kickoff at 7 p.m.